Greetings in Christ the Lord. Overcomers.ca, The New Jerusalem, carrying on in the Kingdom of God section, Chapter 75, He Shall Come Again. Scriptures. Behold, I come quickly. Blessed is he that keepeth the sayings of the prophecy of this book. Revelation 22:7. But we would not have you ignorant, brethren, concerning them that fell asleep, that ye sorrow not, even as the rest who have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them also that are fallen asleep in Jesus will God bring with him. For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we that are alive, that are left unto the coming of the Lord, shall in no wise precede them that are fallen asleep. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we that are alive, that are left, shall together with them be caught up in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. Wherefore comfort one another with these words. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verses 13 to 18, American Standard Version. And unto the angel of the church of the Laodiceans write, These things saith the Amen, the faithful and true witness, the beginning of the creation of God. I know thy works, that thou art neither cold nor hot. I would thou wert cold or hot. So then, because thou art lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I will spew thee out of my mouth. Because thou sayest, I am rich, and increased with goods, and have need of nothing, and knowest not that thou art wretched, and miserable, and poor, and blind, and naked, I counsel thee to buy of me gold, tried in the fire, that thou mayest be rich, and white raiment, that thou mayest be clothed, that in the shame of thy nakedness do not appear, and anoint thine eyes with eye salve, that thou mayest see. As many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Be zealous, therefore, and repent. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come in to him and will sup with him, and he with me. To him that overcometh will I grant to sit with me in my throne, even as I also overcame and am set down with my Father in his throne. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. Revelation 3, verses 14 to 22. Ye have said, It is vain to serve God. And what profit is it that we have kept his charge, and that we have walked mournfully before Jehovah of hosts? And now we call the proud happy. Yea, they which work wickedness are built up. Yea, they tempt God and escape. Then they that feared Jehovah spake one with another, and Jehovah hearkened and heard, and a book of remembrance was written before him for them that feared Jehovah and that thought upon his name. And they shall be mine, saith Jehovah of hosts, even mine own possession, in the day that I make, and I will spare them, as a man spareth his own son that serveth him. Then shall ye return and discern between the righteous and the wicked, between him that serveth God and him that serveth him not. Malachi 3, verses 14 to 18, American Standard Version. Come, and let us return unto the Lord, for he hath torn, and he will heal us. He hath smitten, and he will bind us up. After 2 days will he revive us, and in the third day he will raise us up, and we shall live in his sight. Then shall we know, if we follow on to know the Lord. His going forth is prepared as the morning, and he shall come unto us as the rain, as the latter and the former rain unto the earth. Hosea chapter 6, verses 1 to 3. All that the Father giveth me shall come to me, and him that cometh to me I will in no wise cast out. For I came down from heaven, not to do mine own will, but the will of him that sent me. And this is the Father's will, which hath sent me, that of all which he hath given me, I should lose nothing, but should raise it up again at the last day. And this is the will of him that sent me, that everyone which seeth the Son and believeth on him may have everlasting life, and I will raise him up at the last day. John chapter 6, verses 37 to 40. That he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of water by the word, that he might present it to himself, a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that it should be holy and without blemish. Ephesians 5, verses 26 and 27. And Scriptures. Vision. The coming of the Lord from heaven. A great shout and a great noise with much singing and worship unto the King of Kings. As he came, he brought many rewards with him, and many crowns. I saw upon the earth a lowly overcomer. For him did the Lord come, and upon the overcomer's head the Lord did place the overcomer's crown. In a new body with the Lord forevermore, the overcomer bore this crown and reigned, their life, filling the void left by the curse of the fall. Both realms, the natural and the spiritual, was filled with the life of the overcomer. I saw this overcomer as one man, and the reward was complete, nothing lacking. This happened at that precise time when the Lord is to come again, bringing his reward with him. End vision. Even though most readers of these pages, or listeners, has no idea about the time of the completion of their course of faith, and even though most do not know if they will succeed in their spiritual walk, the final working and acts of the Lord in them will be done right on time. The glory that will be manifested through the overcoming company, the glory manifested through the overcoming company of saints, will supersede anything prior in church history. Just prior to the coming of Christ and the manifestation of the sons of God, I'll say sons and daughters of God, there will be an open display of the life and power of the Lord through the lives of they that have overcome. For I believe in my faith that the coming of Christ at the first will be only for those who have overcome. The rest of humanity and Christendom will not take part in the coming other than to find themselves with crashed hopes and the realization that all they built in the earth was completely vain. The first resurrection is for the overcoming company of the Lord, those who will reign with the Lord during the millennium, and to whom the end of the world will come. There is about to be an understanding given to each and every overcomer that only the Lord knows about at this time, but it will break forth like the rising dawn upon the minds of they that have obeyed the Lord and have borne faithfully their crosses. This understanding will be divine revelation of the coming of the Lord, for that coming will be and will happen right in the midst of this modern world we live in. Just prior to the coming of Jesus, for those who will take part in the first resurrection, this understanding will be given as a corporate expression, meted out to those who are ready for it, and brought forth as fine gold, woven works and garments, meet to be worn and prepared for the coming of the King. The understanding given will be that the overcomers are part of his body, not just in doctrine, but in real expression. As living, vibrant cells of his body, they will emerge, for they are the bridegroom, the company of those who will, during the millennium, prepare the bride for that great wedding day. Ours is not a vain hope. It is a reality, and it will break forth upon us in this new understanding. The Lord wants us to cry out to him for understanding. Again, the Lord wants us to cry out to him for understanding. To seek it as one would seek hidden treasure, or as one would seek to store up gold for the day of dearth. Ours, however, is not to seek this understanding because of the falling condition of the world order, but to prepare us for that vital joining to the head in practicality, wherein we end the ways of our flesh and walk purely in the spirit life of the Lord. For prior to his coming, we will enjoy this immensely. Our victory will be so complete that our flesh will have no sway or power or subjugating ability. You will rise above all that has held you back to walk in spirit. Then he will come. That time and that coming of the Lord knows, and those who are our overcomers will know when he comes. I'll repeat that, sorry. That time and that coming the Lord knows, and those who are his overcomers will know it when he comes. For this will be like a glorious church without spot or wrinkle or any such thing. Imagine this, that your flesh, which burns you up in frustration at this time, will lose all its power just prior to his appearing. You will be found as a vessel prepared, nothing yielded to the lower nature. No more a Romans chapter 7 experience. This is going to happen, and it will happen in total perfection. And allow me just to go back and read once more one sentence. No, carrying on. No minion of hell, nor man in carnal religious garb, will be able to reply against it, for it will be perfection in the inward parts, manifesting outwardly as those who have lost their spots and have ironed out their wrinkles. When he does come, then even these vile bodies, condemned under the curse, will change, and all that was lost in death will have death no more. This is a literal thing that is in your future, dear reader of these pages. It will happen even unto you. One of the most important things for us to do at this time is to cry out for understanding and to seek out for wisdom. Not that understanding and wisdom which has been up to this time preparing God's people for the time of his appearing, or for their life to be hid as a stolen treasure in his vast storehouse, but rather to seek out a wisdom and an understanding that is for our time, right here, during this modern world, rife with technology and the wisdom of men, but also filled with incredible high iniquity. It is in the midst of this that the Lord is going to manifest the first resurrection. And those who have that understanding and that wisdom will not miss any part of it. This crying out for understanding and the seeking out for this wisdom needed for our time will cost you everything. For you cannot have a heart after this world or the things in the world while you do so. You may very well have many things in the world, houses, wealth, or lack thereof, possession of many kinds, but your heart won't be on them. They will be to you as dust in the wind. The pull of the Spirit of the Lord in you is to lift you above all of that and into the hope that is placed before you of his soon appearing and of being part of the first resurrection. The dead rising first, and we being caught up with them, happens to those who overcame, who in their lives obeyed the Lord and set their gaze upon him, and who set their eyesight up in such a way as to have no other gods before him. The overcoming walk was to them the daily circumstance of life mixed with the heat of the fire of the Holy Ghost, which heat melted their stubborn hearts and gave them disgust over their own personal iniquity. It was not to leave them undone, but to fix in them the blessed hope of his appearing, which would abolish their death and give them their blessed promise, even a new body glorified, as is Jesus himself. I declare unto you prophetically that the line has been drawn. The Lord has tallied up the sum. He knows those who will raise in the first resurrection. And you, dear reader of this very page, has been declared before the throne of the Lord as one who will rise when Christ appears. And appear he will. For the Lord has determined to finish all his works from the foundation of the world, and the time for this to happen has come. The end of man's day has arrived. Now the processings needed for the preparation of his coming is being filled with expectation in the hearts of those who love his appearing. So long have we waited for Jesus to come and to glorify his body, and he will do it. It shall not be a long historical effort, but it will be wrapped up in the promise of being fulfilled and of the Lord bringing again the great salvation promised to those who first overcame. To those overcomers will the rod of iron be given, and all nations, losing their power of personal will, shall come into the discipline of the Lord during the millennial reign of the Lord and of his Christ, the anointed body of those who were raised in the first resurrection. Believe me when I prophesy to you that if you are reading these words, you are indeed part of this which the Lord will fulfill. I'll say reading these words or listening to these words. then you are indeed part of this, which the Lord will fulfill. It will not pass you by as you keep your eyes upon him. The spirits of those who overcame in days gone by, who died in this world, and whose bodies lay entombed in the earth, will see their glorified bodies come first. And we who are alive and remain on this earth will then rise with them. Their spirits will be embodied again in flesh that cannot perish, and their veins will flow the blood of his covenant, even the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, unstoppable, immeasurable, and infinite in power and life. Your body, dear reader, will change. Right now, you may be buried in the loss of life. You may see in the mirror the disgusting thing that you hate and loathe, even your own life in this earth, the sense of continued failure, the loss of the ability to know right from wrong. You, dear reader, are buried with the dead, even while you live in this world. For you, there is also the same first resurrection, and you will rise, all that dust to be shaken off, and a new body will be your transformation. Believe me when I tell you that right now, your own flesh is all you can really see. Your frustration over the lack of spirituality is your real present condition. You are not living in a dream world such as the New Age spirit would give, but in reality, you desire for your flesh life to be gone and your spiritual life to alone remain. The Lord will answer this by his coming, but first there shall be that foretaste, that understanding given which will precede his appearing like the blast of a trumpet. It will be the knowledge that your old nature is being forever removed and your new nature will be left to possess you totally. Nothing will be lacking in this. I have had some oppose this teaching from me. They have stated that we are just new creations, that he that is in Christ is a new creature, old things are passed away, behold, all things have become new. However, the Lord has taught me to balance that with the reality of the mystery of iniquity, that this mystery works to confine us to flesh until the process of death and dying is completed. Both work hand in hand. If you take one part of the scripture out of context and replace it with the doctrines of convenience, you end up with an imbalanced walk. But if you take the scripture as a whole and realize that there is in your life the need for continual humility, then you will be able to balance these negatives against the positives and overcome day by day. The literal fact of this entire matter is that the same Lord Jesus who ascended during the Acts of the Apostles is the same Lord Jesus who will return to glorify his own. And even though you have hoped all your life for his coming, know that it will be. It is not, as some New Age spirits are stating, a spiritual coming only. This coming will be Jesus in his glorified, raised from the dead body, which coming will be sudden, right in the middle of your day. He will come with his reward, and you will take on the same glorified body. You will emerge from the tomb of this fallen world into the light of resurrection life and power, and you will be forever with the Lord. This is not just fanciful words or phrases. His coming is a future historical event Nothing can prevent it. When you then receive your new body, and you will be forever with the Lord in the heavens, and you will be granted the right to reign with him upon the throne of glory as long as you for now continue to be faithful in obeying his laws of faith and purity. Those laws are not designed for your failing flesh, but for your new mind and nature, which you hold in a duality with that opposition in you. I'll read that sentence again. Those laws, these are the laws of faith and purity. Those laws of faith and purity are not designed for your failing flesh, but for your new mind and nature, which you hold in a duality with that opposition in you. It is at his appearing that the duality ends, not before. But we are to look forward to this understanding coming to us when he appears. Be not afraid of this which the Lord is about to do. It will indeed be wonderful and will give you an expectation which cannot be taken away. His coming is more sure and solid than anything in this world or in anything man has invented. His coming will end the ways of this world for the overcomers, raised in bodies that cannot die, and will be seen throughout the earth. Men everywhere will stop to see this wondrous sight of the sons and daughters of God coming into their own ruling power. The answer of the Lord at his coming is to end the curse of death in this world. That is what those who take part in the first resurrection will do. The curse of death in this dying creation will end permanently, and mankind will enter the schoolhouse of learning during the millennial reign of Christ. What a tremendous hope! So then, comfort your own heart as you look in the mirror, as you see your self-disgust. Know that the self-disgust is going to be forever removed from you, and you, who you are in Christ, will be seen and known as his when he appears. The entire world of men will cease from their own way. This ceasing will be immediate, and men will spend the next age learning of this wondrous love of God in all his creation. The manifestation of the sons and daughters of God is the same as the settling down upon the dust of this earth, the New Jerusalem. Again, the manifestation of the sons and daughters of God is the same as the settling down upon the dust, flesh, dust of this earth, the New Jerusalem. For the New Jerusalem is the same as the body of Christ. It is that body which will envelop all that died in Adam. It is that body which will open wide the welcoming gates to bring in everything that cannot defile, to bring in everything that cannot defile. It is that body which will keep out that which does defile. That body will keep out that which does defile. And because the Lord has ordained that all mankind become holy, then all mankind will lose their defilements. And to think that you are a part of this. Indeed, this must be an act of sovereign will. His throne, his face, his eternal grace, all this shall be seen by all mankind, for all of that will be here in this present earthly cosmos, then in time, the cosmos itself. All things will be filled with the view of his throne, and you, dear lowly reader of these pages, you who are lost in the vileness of your own way, you will be seen as one who overcame, and you will be seen as one who reigns with the Lord upon this very same throne. Your time of crucifixion is drawing to a close. He is coming, and your answer will be the reception of your eternal glorified body in an instant, and the power of his resurrection will become your very power as well. This is his promise to you. Behold the coming of Jesus. To be continued, Kenneth B. Vischer.